Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 16th, 2026. As we head into the three-day Martin Luther King Day weekend, Mainers have become aware that we are likely in line to be the next state invaded by armed, anonymous, masked federal agents that do not adhere to the Constitution and operate with impunity. The Maine Immigrant Rights Center has a lot of information on how to deal with situations if they come up, and I'll give that website again and the phone number for the hotline at the end of the program. But first, if you'd like to go into the weekend spending some time in solidarity with neighbors who take the whole liberty and justice for all things seriously, here's an event coming up this weekend that may interest you.
I'm Suzanne Kelly, and I am chair of Faith Linking in Action. It's an interfaith group of nine different very varied congregations in the Bangor area, and our focus is on helping people who are struggling with things like food security, childcare, housing, etc. Those are the things we work on. But one of the parts of things that we decided to do was to have a celebration every year of Martin Luther King. And so this is our fourth year doing the celebration. And this year it's going to be at the First United Methodist Church in Bangor, which is at 703 Essex Street. And it's this Sunday, and it's at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, goes till probably around 4:30. And the star of the show, the main event, is Reggie Harris, who is a guitarist. I'm going to read from a flyer. Be sure to experience Reggie Harris, American touring singer, songwriter, activist, and folk icon. He will be doing a show. He will do some storytelling. That's something he does really well. And some wonderful sing-alongs. And it's a type of show that welcomes children as well as adults. A lot of sing-alongs, a lot of participation, a lot of joy, and working for freedom and working to help people. And so it's a very, I'm sure it will be a very energizing experience. The other part of it is that Rob Shetterly, your listeners may have seen some of his portraits of Americans who tell the truth, will also be there. And there will be some of his portraits there. Martin Luther King's portrait, Reggie Harris's portrait will also be there. Both of them will be there after the event for a short reception, so that if people want to talk to them and find out more about Reggie's experience as a singer-songwriter, Rob Shetterly will talk a little bit about his portraits. But primarily, it's a Reggie Harris show, and it should be very engaging for everyone. I mean, justice is hard to work for, so we may as well have some joy along with it. That's how I feel about it. So we're excited.
Do people need to get tickets in advance? And is there a website where they can get more info?
No, you can just show. It's a $10 suggested donation, but no tickets in advance. Reggie Harris concert is going to be on Sunday, January 18th at 3 o'clock. Probably will go till 3 to 4:30 and then a reception afterwards. And that is at 703 Essex Street in Bangor. Lots of parking, very accessible. It's just going to be an energizing, hopeful event focusing on Martin Luther King's message about freedom and justice and working together and looking at what's the same about all of us who are humans, you know, what brings us together.
That was Suzanne Kelly from Faith Linking in Action. The website, again, is faithlinkinginaction.org. You can get more information about the concert there. We also talked a little bit more about what that organization does, and we will bring that to you on an upcoming edition of Around Town. In the meantime, wanted to let you know the Maine Immigrant Rights Coalition has a Maine Immigrant Resource Hub and Hotline. The Resource Hub has sections on knowing your rights, making your plan to prepare yourself and your family, finding resources, documenting ICE, including places where you can send your photos and videos, supporting detainees, and taking other action. They have connections to other ICE Watch hotlines across the New England area and a hotline for Maine, which is 207-544-9989. And you can find the Resource Hub online at maineimmigrantrights.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care of each other. I'll see you on Monday.